Principals and teachers say training teachers to stamp out racism is essential for improving the school system. They say some teachers find the lessons confronting. Cultural capability is one of three priorities for teacher training this year, and the Education Ministry is also rolling out Te Huri Hanga Nui, a $48 million scheme, billed as a game changer for the way schools work. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
Hastings Girls High School has been tackling systemic racism for the past 4 years. The school's principal, Catherine Bentley, says the work can be challenging.
Absolutely confronting, because you don't know what you don't know. And then as soon as you do know, I mean, for me personally, as soon as I have that awareness, I can't just leave it sit and rest. People talk a lot about, you know, unconscious bias and things like that. But, you know, you can only be unconscious. That can only happen once. And then it's a conscious decision.
She says the school has made changes such as abolishing streaming and including Pacific and Māori taonga, moko and clothing in the school's uniform. She says achievement is improving and the school's Māori and Pacific girls are growing in confidence.
If we look at pass rates and we look at the quality of pass rate for our Māori and Pacifica, you know, you can see it, huge changes. But that's just one tiny, narrow lens. How about look at the girls when they're standing on stage and they're performing in kapa haka? See that they are so firm in their identity now and so proud of who they are that they're unstoppable.
Such efforts are gathering steam. More than 300 schools and groups of schools have requested Education Ministry funding for cultural capability courses this year. In addition, the ministry is working in six regions to introduce Te Huri Hanga Nui, a program that tackles racism and builds recognition of Māori culture and connections with Māori communities. Mana College in Porirua is in the scheme, and its head of maths, Caitlin Soulsby, says it will help teachers understand what they need to change and why.
I have had a white privileged background. I haven't been disadvantaged because of the colour of my skin. But I'm able to say that and I'm comfortable with that. Whereas when you start putting that with people that haven't had the time to explore that, they perhaps haven't had the time to spend time on marae, learn about different cultures, it's a really hard thing to say, hey, we need to change your teaching practice.
The president of Te Akatea, the Māori Principals Association, Bruce Jepson, says programs like Te Huri Hanga Nui are important and it's clear that some teachers need them.
I wouldn't say that I encounter pushback, but I would say I come across those attitudes. More than anything, all it does is reinforce the necessity and necessitates the need for this kaupapa.
He has a blunt message for those who don't want to engage.
I think all principals and all educators need to take this seriously. Probably if we're not prepared to take this seriously, we should be thinking about another profession.
Bruce Jepson says the courses are part of a growing recognition that schools need to tackle the inequities behind Māori underachievement.